It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, Monday afternoon's crop progress report continues to show a crop that is, declining in conditions. What was surprising is that we switched the regions that saw the decline in conditions. We'll talk about the report after this break.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
Well, up until this last week, it's been the Western Corn Belt and the Northern Plains that has been seeing the crop going backwards. But this week, it was actually a little bit more of the decline happening in the heart of the Corn Belt. Looking at the numbers from the Crop Progress Report, corn and silk was at 97%, which is equal to the five-year average. 76% of the crop is in the dough stage versus 70 average. 29% is dented versus 24 average. 4% of the nation's corn is now mature versus 3% for the five-year average. And surprising, crop condition ratings dropped 1% to 60% good to excellent for corn. But the declines came in the Corn Belt. Illinois dropped by 2%. Indiana dropped by 5%. Iowa was left unchanged. Mainly that was due to the heavy rains moving across the Corn Belt. Minnesota dropped by 5% and South Dakota dropped by 3%. We did see North Dakota improve by 5%, Nebraska improved by 2%, and we did see Ohio improve by 3%. As far as soybeans are concerned, blooming is at 96%, that's versus 94% average. 85% is setting pods versus 80% average. And like corn, conditions dropped 1% for soybeans, down to 61% good to excellent. And again, it was the Corn Belt that saw the decrease. We did see Illinois unchanged, Indiana dropped by 4, Iowa was up by 1, Minnesota dropped by 5, and South Dakota dropped by 6. But Nebraska improved by 1, North Dakota improved by 3, and Ohio improved by 2. As far as the wheat is concerned, winter wheat harvest is now at 96% complete versus 94% average. Spring wheat harvest is at 41% complete versus 34% average. That was 4% above expectations. And in a surprise, spring wheat conditions actually improved 1% to 52%. Good to excellent. That was up 2% more than anticipated. Indiana's and crop, or Idaho's crop improved by 7%. Minnesota's improved by 3%. Montana's dropped by 3%. North Dakota and South Dakota were unchanged for the week. And Washington dropped by 4%. Overall, this report was a little bit friendly, but we're starting to see the reversals where conditions are slowing down their descent in the Northern Plains and the Western Corn Belt, while we're starting to see a little bit lower conditions in the major Corn Belt region.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.